Good morning, everyone. We've learned a lot today about ethanol, and we're at the forefront of what needs to be done nationally. You know, we're here today talking about a lot of work that has been done to bring ethanol to the forefront of this country. Great partners have come around in the last few months. General Motors, a lot of folks like Mr. Doar in the government, they've been there for a while, and they've really emerged as of late to help communicate the value of ethanol. But there's a lot of work yet to be done. Most consumers still are not exactly sure what ethanol is and why they should want it. And believe it or not, there's a few folks out there that really don't want to give up their market share in the fuels industry. And so we're going to have to fight for some of this marketplace. So I want to do a poll here. How many folks filled up their car in the last week? Everybody raise their hand. Should be pretty much everybody. Okay. How many folks know that they put ethanol in their car? We're missing a few. Well, shame on all of you that didn't continue to raise your hand. Because today in America, you have the choice. If you don't know if ethanol is in your station, go in and ask. And if they don't have it, don't shop there. They got coffee and donuts in the gas station next door that probably does have ethanol. What we're talking about here is a switch, and everybody here has to participate in this switch. We can come to the Indy Racing League and we can prove its performance. And that's really why the ethanol industry is here today. When the Ethanol Promotion Information Council was formed a little over a year ago, we went out and we did broad brush consumer awareness and attitude research. And we found that a lot of folks said, well, I might know what ethanol is, but will it get me to work every day? You know, if I put it in the car on Sunday, will it get me to church? Will it get me to school? So they were concerned about performance. So we said, all right, and with Paul's vision, the right place to take that performance message was here. And on Sunday, when the ethanol-powered car does win the Indy 500, of course, they're all going to be powered by ethanol. So that's a given, right? But when it does win, we will have crossed that barrier about ethanol performance. But we've got a long ways to go about making sure that people are comfortable about this product, that the supply is going to be there, that today's corn farmers are up to the challenge. And Mr. Corzine from the National Corn Growers is here. He's raising more corn than he's ever raised before, and he'll continue to advance that. And next year he'll raise even more on the same acre. So we will meet the challenge for ethanol production in this country, but it still comes back to consumers. And every one of you are an influencer. So as you fill up on the way home or this week before you go on your vacation, make sure that you've chosen ethanol. We've proven here that it's not a performance issue. You have to prove to yourself and to the neighbors that this is something that you're going to stand up and make a difference. Ethanol is currently living in a day of applied science. A lot of the things that has been learned over the last 20 years are coming to fruition right now. Corn production increasing so we have more starch available for production. Ethanol plants moving from 2.5 gallons per bushel past 3 gallons per bushel. Ethanol plants decreasing their energy needs in order to produce ethanol through what's called a cold cook process. Distribution, figuring out exactly what they have to do to make sure that ethanol is available at your gas station without any troubles. And then consumers saying, hey, wait a minute, this one doesn't have ethanol in it. I think I'm going to go find one that does. And then, of course, great partners like General Motors that have really stepped up in the forefront and said, hey, you know what? We believe in this so much, we're going to make all our cars not only just run on 10%, but beyond. So ethanol is living in a day of applied science, and it's only going to get better. But again, I come back to you, the consumers. Consumers have to say, yes, we want to make that happen. So on behalf of the Ethanol Promotion Information Council, everybody who's come today, the Indy Racing League, the IRL, our race team, Ray Hall Letterman, we appreciate the opportunity to help tell the story about ethanol. And to all the friends in the media, we need your help. We need to tell a balanced story, of course, but ethanol has a long ways to go, and we have to continue to voice that. The ethanol industry is coming into its own now with nearly 100 plants online, new investors coming from all walks of country. Of course, it did start with the farmers as its base, but we're getting investors looking at this from all parts of the country. The ethanol industry is now to a critical mass where we can stand up and say, we are a world-class fuel. But that takes the ethanol industry coming together and saying, yes, we are going to have an image, we're going to have a presence that is equal to any oil company in America today. And we're well on that path, and events like today are important to help us get there. So again, on behalf of the ethanol industry, we appreciate everyone's participation today and your enthusiasm, and the fact that I know on your way home that you will put ethanol gas in your car. Thank you.